So, we're getting towards the end of the showing season. It begins in Feb, and gardens are open all the way through. Do we have any open in November, Jeff?
An odd few maybe elsewhere in the country, but certainly not in our neck of the woods.
No. So this is the final push for gardens that are open for charity as part of the National Gardening Scheme. Mm. And our man, not an uncle, but at the NGS, is Jeff Stonebanks, who is the Assistant County Organiser and the Publicity Officer for the National Garden Scheme in East and Mid Sussex, but he takes the time monthly from Feb through to October to select some of the gardens that are open within not just East and Mid Sussex, but East, West, Mid, Surrey and North East Hampshire as well. And so is this it for the... Is it Happy Christmas time for you?
Well, I think it probably is, Joe. Yeah, that's a depressing thought.
Isn't it? But then I'm always heartened because February, it seems like there's not much happening, and then suddenly you come on and say there's gardens open, and it always cheers me up.
Oh, well, I'm very pleased to hear that, yeah. Joe. Okay. So, as you say, final roundup for the year, looking at the gardens in October. As usual, all the gardens I mentioned will allow children in free and serve those indispensable homemade tea and cakes. Let's focus on a couple opening in North East Hampshire first. The first one is Dipley Mill in Dipley Road, Hartley Whitney near Hook. It'll open today, Sunday, the 1st of October from 2 to 5.30 with admission £6. Here you can have a romantic adventure awaiting you as you wander by the meandering streams surrounding this Doomsday Book listed mill. Explore many magical areas such as the Rust Garden, the Pill Grotto and the Ornamental Courtyard. And according to Mr. Titchmarsh, it's one of the most beautiful gardens in Hampshire. So do go along between 2 and 5.30 today. Next up in North East Hampshire is Tilney Hall in Ridge Lane, Rotherwick. It too opens this afternoon from 10 until 4 p.m. Here the entry is £5 and light refreshments are on offer from midday. It's a large 66-acre garden with extensive woodlands and a fine vista being restored with new planting. See avenues of Wellingtonias, rhododendrons, azaleas, as an Italian garden, lakes, plus a large rock and water garden. Now we can look at my neck of the woods, where you've just got two gardens opening in Sussex next month. The first of which is Bord Hill in Bord Hill Lane near Haywards Heath. This was actually one of the original 1927 gardens, now celebrating 90 years of association with the scheme. See rare plants and stunning landscapes, all of which make Bord Hill the perfect day out for horticultural enthusiasts, families and those who love beautiful countryside. It opens tomorrow, Monday the 2nd of October, from 10 to 5 for the National Garden Scheme, with admission £8.20, and here children will pay £5.50. The second offering in Sussex is the Old Vicarage in the Street, Washington. It opens its gate on Sunday the 15th from 10.30 through until 3, with entry £5. Here there are 3.5 acres set around an 1832 Regency house. The front, formerly laid out with topiary, wide lawn, mixed board and contemporary water feature, and the rear features new and mature trees from 19th century, herbaceous borders, a water garden, stunning uninterrupted views of the North Downs, and also a Japanese garden with waterfall and pond. Plenty to keep all the family occupied. Over now in Surrey, there's the Walton Poor House in Ranmore, which opens on Saturday the 14th and Sunday the 15th of October from 12 to 5. This is a tranquil, almost secretive 4-acre, mostly wooded garden in the North Downs area of outstanding natural beauty, planted to show the contrast between colourful shrubs and mature trees. Paths wind through the garden to a pond, hideaway dell and herb garden. There's a specialist nursery with wide variety of herbs and shrubs and aromatic plants. Dogs here are very welcome and entries £3.50. Finally then, for 2017, there is Coverwood Lakes, Peacewood Road in Ewhurst, which opens on Sunday the 15th of October between 11 and 5. Admission is £5. It's a 14-acre landscape garden in a stunning position high in the Surrey Hills, with 4 lakes and a bog garden and a large lakeside arboretum. There's a marked trail through the 180-acre working farm with Hereford cows, calves, sheep and horses. So there we have it, Joe, my final selection for 2017. I sincerely hope to be back with you again in February, providing more details on the National Garden Scheme open gardens, which start with the snowdrop openings. As always, more details on those I've mentioned today can be found at www.ngs.org.uk or by calling 01483 211535, that's 211535, 8:30 to 5, Monday to Friday. And I very much look forward to talking to you again at the end of February.
Well, of course, and a Merry Christmas and the best of the dog and your mister and everything. And it's gone so quickly. Is it me or has this year gone quicker than
this? This year for me has gone the fastest ever that I can remember. It just doesn't seem 5 minutes since we first opened back in June, and then it's just sailed through.
Yeah.
But we've had a record year here. We've raised nearly £18,000 for charity alone this year, 13 of that for Macmillan. So I'm quite pleased, despite the weather fighting against us.
Yes.
We had lots of visitors, so that's been good news.
Good, good. Well, you do a lot of good work, Jeff, and we love having you on the show. So
thank
I'll
you very
speak
much.
To you in the new year.
All right, then. Cheers, Joe. Thanks
cheers,
very much.
Cheers, matey. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. It's 5 to 11.